After losing three finals, the Cameroonian women's football team has finally lifted the Women's Africa Cup of Nations, WAFCON. Their victory over Malawi in Rabat, the capital of Morocco, on August 16, 2026, stands as a testament to this generation's perseverance and the progressive transformation of African women's football. For more than two decades, Cameroon has had a reputation for being a powerhouse in African women's football, but they had never been able to go all the way and snag the coveted WAFCON trophy. However, Sunday, August 16, at the Moulay El Hassan Stadium, told an entirely different story. In the 2026 Total Energies Women's Africa Cup of Nations final, the indomitable Lionesses beat Malawi 3-0, clinching their first-ever continental title. Fourth final's a charm. Before winning this championship title, Cameroon had already reached the WAFCON final in 2004, 2014, and 2016, losing each time to Nigeria without scoring a single goal. According to the official Confederation of African Football, CAF statistics, the Lionesses hold the record for the most final appearances by a Central African nation. Playing against Malawi in its first-ever WAFCON final, Cameroon left no room for doubt. In the 20th minute, Marie Ngamanga scored the opening goal, before Naomi Najo Ito doubled their lead 9 minutes later with an acrobatic strike. Just before halftime, Ngamanga scored a brace, with her second goal bringing the tally to 3-0. BIN Sports provided detailed coverage of their victory, while sports website Yardbarker provided a tactical analysis. At the final whistle, Cameroon was no longer a team that had never won the final, but the African champion. According to CAF, the country had now become the fourth African nation to lift this trophy, joining Nigeria, 10 titles, Equatorial Guinea, and South Africa, 2022. Interestingly enough, Cameroon's title journey has its own paradox. The country didn't initially secure qualification on the pitch. As Cameroon Online reports, the team could only compete after the tournament expanded from 12 to 16 teams. Once in play, the Lionesses beat Ghana in the group stages, eliminated defending champion Nigeria 1-0 in the quarterfinals, and defeated host country Morocco on penalties in the semifinals. A generational handover. Cameroonian women's football has long produced many players who ultimately become football legends, including Gabrielle Abudi Ongene. Today, a new generation has stepped up to take the mantle. One of the team's leading figures is Monique Ngok. This 21-year-old midfielder was named Woman of the Competition for her overall tournament performance. According to Yardbarker, she is best known for her tenacity, defensive anticipation, and composure on the ball. Monique's journey adds unique significance to this victory. At just 17, Monique had played in Cameroon's 2022 quarterfinal elimination match. 4 years later, she is now one of the new African champions' key players. In an interview with CAF, quoted by Olympics.com, Ngok reflected on her initial lack of family support. She hopes this WAFCON title will show young girls watching African women's football today that girls can do anything. At this year's WAFCON, Cameroonian players largely dominated the individual accolades. In addition to Ngok, goalkeeper Mike Lee Bahina, who played a decisive role in the semi-final penalty shootout against Morocco, earned the Best Goalkeeper award. Also, according to the Ghana report, Marie Ngamanga was named Player of the Final. However, the Golden Boot, an award for the player who scores the most goals, went to Malawi's Temwa Chawinga. Chawinga scored 5 goals and made 2 assists during her country's tournament debut. Cameroon's triumph in Rabat comes at a time when African women's football is still working to solidify its place, and the talent gap between nations continues to narrow. This final pitted two teams against each other that, 10 years ago, wouldn't have been among the favorites. Cameroon, which missed out on direct qualification, faced Malawi in its tournament debut. As the first final since 2022 to feature two teams that had never won the title, CAF hailed this final as a historic event for both sides, one that crystallizes the emerging support for women's football across the region. How will Cameroon make the best of this landmark moment? After the first few days of excitement that a continental trophy brings, the real challenge begins. This challenge means investing more in women's leagues, improving preparation conditions, strengthening youth development, and ensuring visibility for female footballers without depending solely on major international tournaments. In Rabat, the Lionesses overcame a 22-year-long struggle, transforming three lost finals without scoring a single goal into their first title win in no uncertain fashion. Most importantly, they have given young girls watching from the country's major cities, such as Yaoundé, Douala, Bafoussam, and elsewhere on the continent, a renewed vision of what African women's football can be, a sport where champions and heroines are made. Although this trophy has finally come to Cameroon, the next battle is ensuring this victory becomes a starting point, rather than a mere memory.